This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. Around this time, there are plenty of articles and shows and movies all about being single during the holidays. You know, how to deal with nosy relatives, or maybe a movie about a tenacious protagonist committed to doing the holidays solo. Whatever the case, and however you feel about it, the fact is, more Americans are single today than ever before. About 28% of adults live alone, compared to about 13% back in 1960. But as Anne Helen Peterson writes in Vox, even though the numbers are going up, a lot of our economic system isn't keeping up with the social changes, because everything from the tax code to Social Security is kind of built on the foundation that Americans will get married. Anne Helen Peterson, welcome to the program.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here.
So you write that even though there are more Americans who are single today, there is an underlying hostility towards them. Big picture, what do you mean by that?
So the way I'm thinking about hostility is less about like someone yelling at you about being single and more about like when we talk about a hostile climate environment. So like the Arctic, right? Or the desert. Mm-hmm. In those environments, it is hostile for life to thrive, right? Mm-hmm. There have to be significant adaptations in order for whatever life that does live there to survive. And most things do not survive.
Right.
That is kind of how I think about what it takes to be single in the United States.
I see. And can you just give more examples of why single life can be so expensive?
Any single person will be able to rattle these things out to you. Some of it is just the cost of paying for every single thing for your house mm-hmm. on your own, right? Like you need to buy a new vacuum. That is your cost burden and yours alone. Mm-hmm. But it's also a time tax. And what I mean by that is that anytime something needs to be done in your home, you know, that is borne by you alone. And if time is money, like that's a very utilitarian way of thinking about mm-hmm. this, but single people pay more of that tax. I think sometimes people are like, well, that's your decision, right? You get all the freedoms of being single and that is the price that you pay. But mm-hmm. I think we also have a paucity of imagination when it comes to thinking of different ways that we can arrange life, things like the social safety net, things like the way we organize health insurance, the way that we think about retirement so that it doesn't penalize single people.
Right. There was one stat that you mentioned in your article that just blew my mind. It was that an unmarried woman making around $40,000, and this is back in 2010, could stand to pay almost $500,000 more over her lifetime than a married woman. Which is wild. Like, what?
Right? So this was a scenario that was run by two authors who were writing for The Atlantic. And they put together all of the accumulated costs and also just the ways in which people who are single, like the amount of taxes that they pay and also the way that their Social Security benefit works and taking into account the persistent wage gap as well. Mm-hmm. And that number was that overall calculation, which seems so striking, right? Like if you said to someone, okay, here are the two choices in your life. You can pay this many million dollars more to be single or you can be married. I mean, essentially, that is the decision that we put forth to people. We just don't put it in such stark terms.
Right. And so are you hopeful that things will change, that policy might at some point in the near future become less centered around the assumption that we're married?
I mean, here's the thing.
Yeah.
There are things in this country that are incredibly popular that we still cannot push through to become policy. I think that a lot of people, a lot of white conservative people in particular, still believe that the best thing for everyone is if everyone is married and has children and lives in a home of their own.
Yeah.
But that's not a sustainable way forward, right? Nearly 40% of the population is either single or a single parent. And the ways in which people are falling through these social safety nets evidences that we need this sort of change. So my hope is that we can push for more imagination for how to create these systems of care for one another.
Anne Helen Peterson writes the newsletter Culture Study, also in Vox, about the cost of being single. Anne, thanks for coming on.
My total pleasure. Thank you.